How do you turn inspiration into action? Hi, welcome to another episode of Business Mindset Mastery. I'm Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and performance coach for business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. You can always find me over at choosetohaveitall.com. And today I'm continuing a conversation that I started yesterday in my Facebook group. And that's the idea that inspiration on its own does not make for a healthy mindset. I get asked often, what mindset books should I be reading? What are the best books for mindset? What are the best mindset tips you can offer? And I often feel like when people are coming to me with that, even though the question implies that they have a, you know, sort of a mindset problem, if you will, that they're looking to have a new perspective on and get a new skill set, a new strategy around, what they're really looking for is inspiration. And a lot of the mindset books offer that. They offer ways of getting motivated, pumping yourself up, feeling the fear and doing it anyway, and all of that. And the messaging connected with mindset feels empowering. I think that's why people seek it out a lot. But here's the thing. Inspiration, like, gets you nowhere. I get inspired watching YouTube videos of talent shows, but that doesn't get me any closer to being on a stage. And you can all thank me for that because I have no business singing in public, but it doesn't do anything. And I think at times people watch these TED Talks or they try to get the latest entrepreneurial mindset book or learn the Lex strategy because they think that's the thing that's going to get them to where they want to be. That's going to be the thing that motivates them, that when they say they're going to do something, they actually freaking flip and do it. But it doesn't work that way. Everybody loves the inspirational mindset quotes. Everybody loves tossing them around and all of the cliches, and I could probably match you one for one. But here's the thing about that. Inspiration fools us. We start to feel good about ourselves. We see that feel good story. We see that overcomer. We see the overachiever. We see the person who sort of went against all odds, and we think, wow, incredible. And because we put ourselves in the company of that, it's easy to think we're doing something. And this example comes from my personal life. I am completely obsessed with the television show American Ninja Warrior. And I often think that people know me would be really surprised to know that about me. But not just because there are these awesome, warm, fuzzy, feel-good moments about the competitors before they do the course. But I look at the physical fitness of the athletes. I look at the commitment they have made to themselves, to their health and to their bodies. And I get so inspired by that. And then in the morning, when I'm doing my morning workout, I'm thinking about them and sort of imagining myself sort of powering through and fighting the obstacle, and it gets me to where I want to be. I can tell you with absolute certainty that sometimes I can watch that ninja video, and then the next day, you know, and I'm going to put this in air quotes, which is super annoying because I do a podcast, but I could do a workout. And then other times I watch Ninja Warrior and I do an effing workout. We can be inspired and still freaking phone it in sometimes. Other times we can be inspired and it moves us to bigger, greater action. The key here isn't in the inspiration. The key here is in tuning into our need and our desire to be inspired and to be attentive for the cues that we can pick up so that we can decide what we're going to do next. Anybody can watch Ninja Warrior. I often used to laugh at the TV show Biggest Loser, and I always imagined the people watching everybody work out while they sat on the couch eating ice cream. cream, right? Like that idea is that we can all be inspired while we still choose to do nothing. But if we're going to be inspired and do something, we have to have a plan and an intention. So when I'm watching Ninja Warrior and I know that I'm looking to raise my game physically, I know I'm looking to challenge myself while I'm watching Ninja Warrior, while I'm seeing those people do those amazing things and watching their incredibly fit bodies fly across the air, I'm going to either my Beachbody On Demand program, I'm going to my YouTube fitness people that I follow, and I am making a plan to choose a super challenging workout, and I'm putting it in my schedule, and I'm making sure that when I work out the next day, I am challenging myself just as those athletes did. Otherwise, I'm just picking some random video and I might burn a bunch of calories. I might not burn that much, or I might not push myself that hard. Because it comes down to intention. It comes down to focus and purpose and a decision to be better for ourselves than we were the day before. And so many people think they're action takers because they surround themselves with action takers. Just like people who read all the food blogs and learn about the Whole Foods diet or the... not the Whole Foods diet, the Whole 30 diet, or they learn about, any other, the fad diets that are out there, and they can think of themselves as someone who's healthy because they read about it and they learn about it. But you and I both know that health doesn't come until they make a choice and they follow that choice with consistent action. So what you want to do for yourself is find what inspires you, find what motivates you. Find the thing that's going to get you from where you are to where you want to be, and then make a plan for it. That, my friends, is mindset in action. That is how to use inspiration to create new behaviors for yourself, because you're perceiving an opportunity to do better, to be better, to aim higher. And you're doing it. You're actually aiming higher. You're actually putting yourself outside of your comfort zone. And you're trying to do the thing rather than talking about the thing. And I don't know how to describe this other than you can't, if you find yourself thinking about what you want to do, if you find yourself talking about it, if you find yourself reading about it, but you don't see yourself doing anything differently, that's the mindset problem. Because it doesn't matter how much you like these topics, how much you read, how many, you know, so many people like have these entrepreneurial books that they post and they say, oh, look at my pile. And I immediately want to ask them, so how's your business different? So you just showed me 7 books that you've recently read. Tell me how much higher you are in your business. Tell me how much further you've come. What are the new action steps you've taken? Because there is a difference from reading a book and taking action on what you've learned. And I want you, and this is my triple dog dare challenge to you, to do a gut check. What inspires you? And what have you taken action on from that inspiration? Where have you gone next with it? Because the reality is that mindset, when done well, is paired with action. You don't just think about it. Otherwise, we just call it thinking, right? So what I want you to do is look at the things you spend your most time talking about, the most time thinking about, the types of people you spend, you know, sort of in your inner circle and the things you're talking about. And do you see those things reflective in your behavior? And you got to be honest with yourself, because I can tell you that I could easily get on this podcast and tell you with total honesty, no lies, no BS, I work out 6 days a week, beginning, middle, and end. Since I've gotten my house in February, I've worked out 6 days a week, you know, give or take a week here or two there, right? What I can also tell you is that I don't always work out that hard, that I don't always push myself. I don't always go over, you know, sort of my threshold. In fact, I would say maybe only 70% of the time I do that. So it doesn't change anything. You don't get where you want to go without intention. And here's the thing, you want to make sure that you are taking deliberate action, focused action that gets you closer to the life and the business you want to have. Because it's so easy to convince yourself you're doing the thing that you want to do by getting busy and creating a whole hunk of busy work. But I want to get physically fit. I want to learn about strength training. I want to see if I can build like a workout program for myself that's more weight intensive. Because last time I did a huge workout program, I was learning martial arts boxing. And so now I want to kind of flip the script and see what I can do. I've been learning about it. I've been reading about it. But I can also tell you that I'm not lifting any heavier than I was a month or so ago when I started getting curious about this, because I'm nervous. I'm shy. I don't trust my body. I don't trust myself. So my mindset is getting in the way. But when I watch people fly through the air and like catapult themselves and be able to lift themselves up by their fingertips, I want to do better for myself. So I make a plan, I write it down, and that is the mindset. Otherwise, you're just thinking. So I want you to really do that gut check. I want you to look at the things you've set for yourself, and I want you to make a list of where you really see them in your behavior, in the way you move through the world and in your life. Because one of my core coaching questions when I work with folks, right when I start with them, is if you were already the person you wanted to be, what would that person be doing, and how would they be living their life? And then when you look at a decision, when you look at your day, your schedule, what are the choices that get you closer to being that person you want to be and the life you want to have? That's how you move forward. That's how you create personal development for yourself. So that personal development stops being just the sign in the bookstore or the section in your Amazon cart, but it becomes real personal development for you. Find your inspiration. Find who moves you into action. I've said it to people 1,000 times, like if people like me, if they're motivated by me, if they're inspired by me, but they do nothing with it, I'm going to lose my mind. Because it doesn't matter how inspired we are. We have to choose to do differently. And that's the process that I use that's been the most effective for me, to be inspired, to think about what about that makes me want to be bolder, braver, stronger, fill in the blank. And then what am I willing to do immediately for that? And then how can I put that in my schedule? Because then it happens. And when I do that repeatedly, I become a person who is gaining experience in strength training, who's learning about her body through strength training, who is getting stronger and taking more deliberate action to getting to be the person she wants to be, rather than talking about it, thinking about it, or simply sitting on the couch watching Ninja Warrior on television. I hope that makes sense for you. I really wanted to break it down and be as succinct and deliberate and direct as possible, because this requires behavior changes. And what this means, my friends, is you may second guess yourself. You may feel like an idiot. You may not know where this thing is going, but you're willing to give it a go anyway. You're willing to try, that you're not stopping because you're second guessing yourself. You're not pausing and learning more and researching more before you do something differently. You feel the fear, because here comes the cliche, but you do it anyway. That's inspired action. And that's mindset in real time. Come at me with questions. If you can't figure this one out, if you can't get out of your own way, or you think you're on the right track, but you might be missing a thing or two, I would love to help you figure out what this means, like what this means for you in your personal life and what you're working on. You can always find me, as most of the listeners do here, at heather@choosetohaveitall.com. Tell me your situation. Tell me your goal, what you're working on, where you're getting stuck, and I would love the opportunity to inspire you in new action. Thanks for joining me today. I really look forward to talking to you next time. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.